Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love
got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this,
and baby, your love
got me. Imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you was with me. In your eyes, it was gonna be you and I. They brought you into my life, and so come into my world. I wanna be your boy. I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything.
Yeah.
Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this way.
Flying
over the moon. I wanna be the one you know.
Barbara Corcoran.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm sorry to be a little delayed, Timothy.
No problem.
I have a shuffle of the day here. Yeah.
No problem. I understand. I didn't recognize your voice. I usually thought I would recognize your voice. I saw you on the stage show so many times.
Well, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm taping for January 1, but I've been sitting here for a half hour, so I'm hoping they don't come down and interrupt us now. I'm starting to get dust on my eyelashes.
I'm honored to have you. You just seem like such a great person, and I'm not gonna try to keep you too much longer, probably a few minutes.
Oh, don't you worry, please take your time, and if I have to break, I'll break, and then I'll come right back to you. You know?
Okay. I'm gonna jump to the questions. First off, who in this or inspired you to, want to get into the real estate business?
The only person who inspired me was a very hot and sexy boyfriend who said to me as I was waitressing at a counter, "You make a great real estate broker." And that was the sum total of the inspiration. He was cute. I was young, and I thought, hey, you think so? I'll try it. I had had 22 other jobs before waitressing, and I thought, hey, why not? I'll move on to a 23rd job. How bad could it be?
And You sold your company, but I heard your Corcoran Enterprise, you sold that, correct?
I sold Corcoran Group 6 years ago, right after the month after 9/11, actually, is when it closed.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to sell?
A lot of reasons. I had been building the business for more than 20 years. My goal was to be the number one company in New York City. So I reached that goal, and then I'm like, wait, what am I gonna reach for now? I was kind of like a captain without a ship in a way. And I also had started a family very late in life, and I had my first baby when I was 45, and he was already 7, and I felt drawn and quartered between pressures of being a mom and the pressures of running a very big business at that point. And I had also had a phenomenal 2 years where I was making over $1 million in profits every year, whereas only all those years before that, I could hardly even meet my overhead. So I thought, hey, the books look good, too. I bet this place is worth something. And I was happy to find out that I was able to sell it for $66
million. Wow, that's amazing.
Tasty is right. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
That is, wow.
It's all better than it sounds. I'm giving you the party line here. The truth of the matter is money complicates life. It really complicates life. Anybody and everybody who ever knew me at any point in my life was hitting me for money, and I was saying yes to everybody. Everybody just had a $10,000 problem. And you know what? I found like it blurred the lines between families. It blurred the lines between friendship. It complicated my life to a large degree. I'm not saying I'm giving the money back. Of course not. But I am saying that it's not as cracked up and as wonderful as people make it out to be.
Isn't that something when you come into a large amount of money, people always need money for something? Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah, and I understand it. You know, it's kind of funny because when I was dirt poor, I needed money for a lot of stuff. But I couldn't imagine asking somebody for money, but everybody's cut differently, and most people are not shy about saying, hey, could you just give me $10,000? Let me tell you what I'm going to do with it.
That was my next question with you regarding your child. I know, you have such a busy schedule now. And, I know it must be tough raising your son, you said?
Well, my firstborn, Thomas, my son, is now already 15. Mm-hmm. So he's very independent of me. In fact, he doesn't really want to hang out with me much anymore. I'm always forcing my good company on him. But he's a sweetheart of a kid. I also adopted a little girl 4 years ago, so she's just turned 4. And that's where I get my run for my money because, needless to say, she's got 100 times more energy than I have, and I have a ton of energy. So it's very, very hard keeping up with her, I must say, and juggling all these new businesses that I've acquired because of the appearances I do on the Shark Tank where I buy businesses on air for ABC. And so it's been quite a organizational challenge and time challenge over the last year. I think I'm finally getting things in order, but it's been a rough year.
All Regarding your several appearances on different shows, doing real estate segment, would you say that you're never going to leave that tool, that's always going to be there?
Of course. I mean, I work so hard at imprinting my face on my real estate business and making sure that people identified me with real estate. I don't think I could shake the costume I put on. But the fact is I'm very comfortable with real estate. I've personally invested in it my whole life. I've done well with it. I love real estate brokers. I like real estate subjects. I love buyers. I love sellers. So I can't imagine why I'd let it go. I mean, I also happen to love any topic having to do with getting people ahead, entrepreneurs making successes of themselves. But if you think about it, everyone in the real estate business is an entrepreneur if they're worth anything. On a commission basis, building their own business. So I'm very comfortable in the real estate arena because it answers for me a lot of the needs I have in terms of enjoying a subject that I really love. And I'm much more comfortable standing on firm ground, and I really do know real estate a lot more than I know, say, gardening or child rearing. So it's a very comfortable thing for me to talk on.
Yeah, you're very, very good at what you do. So when I see you on a Today Show, you're very persuasive. And when you're up there, sometimes most of the time I see you was with Al Roker.
I love that Al. He's my honey bunny. If his wife, who's drop dead gorgeous, ever leaves that guy, I'm going for him. And I've put her on notice too.
And you some of the places you had me actually going online looking at these houses, that you guys.
Oh no.
But
find a job there first. The biggest houses, the least cash, come with no jobs very often.
I know. I'm not buying any time soon. I just sold one down in Miami. I can't afford if you have so many houses that have to cut back. Taxes are crazy now.
Yes.
So what's going on with your production? What is it, Shark Tank, I believe it is? What's going on with
Well, I'll tell you what's going on there. It's enormous hard work on a personal front because... hold on one second. Do I have 2 minutes or not? Hey, can I call you back? I just want to go up and do my thing, and then I'll call you back in 15.
Okay.
Okay, good. Bye.
Shout out to Barbara Corcoran. She'll be back on the show shortly. While we're on arrival, let me go ahead and jump to some more music, and she'll be right back.
of a sudden I forget
that I was upset.
Can't remember what you did.
Gotta go, she loose, I hear it in her voice. You see how she move, that she can ride on.
change a thing, you on the right course. I did all the work, so you gon' help me more.
You like But in the middle of the night,